So since I've been sheltering in place, I've been suffering quite a bit from FOMO. Do you know what FOMO is? If you don't, that's great, because we're going to talk about that today. But if you do, then maybe you can identify with some of the things I'm going through on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm casting director with McCorkle Casting here in New York City. How are you doing? I hope you're doing well. I'm still sheltering in place. I'm still doing as much as I can for teaching and doing some free workshops out there. And it's been a challenging time. This is like week four now we're going into here in New York of sheltering in place. And there are a lot of interesting things that are happening as a result of us sheltering in place. And one of them is this subject we're going to be talking about today called FOMO. I'll tell you all about that in just a moment, but I'd like to take this moment to thank you. For those of you who have been listening to Casting Actors Cast for a while now, it's so exciting that I keep looking at the numbers, and more than 24,000 people have been listening to Casting Actors Cast since we started. In other words, 24,000 downloads. And that, to me, is just amazing. And of course, being an obsessive compulsive person, it's never enough. I would love it if you could share any of these episodes of Casting Actors Cast to your friends, fellow actors. I'm also talking about some subject matter that's not just strictly for actors sometimes, like today's podcast. So I would love it if you could find it in your heart to spread the word. Perhaps you would go ahead and give me a review, do a thumbs up, anything that you can do to help me promote this podcast, because I really love doing them. And I really like the feedback I've been getting. And a lot of people seem to be getting help from this, and they find it a kind of secure, cool place to be. And I really appreciate that. And you can do the same if you want to go to castingactorscast, all one word, .com. castingactorscast.com. You're going to find some really interesting things. You'll find some past episodes. You'll find places that I'll be doing some teaching at in a calendar form. You'll also find, if you fill out the form called Dive Into the Talent Pool, there's no cost, no obligation or anything. It just provides some information for me to know that you're out there. And if you do that, up will come a screen that gives you a free, and I mean it, completely free downloadable PDF book on doing voiceover work. It's called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. And I find it a really helpful and valuable tool for those of you who are interested in going into a voiceover career, or maybe are thinking about what voiceovers might be like. I think this is really a useful book for you. It's all in a PDF format. It's 100 pages, again, completely free of charge, just as a way of saying thank you. So please give me a thumbs up. Give me some nice reviews, please. It would be great. Sorry, I'm begging now. I don't want to do that. But in any case, it's great that you're here. Let's talk about the subject at hand, shall we? FOMO, fear of missing out, is the acronym. Fear of missing out. And I've been suffering from FOMO probably most of my life. I always have felt, because I guess of my own insecurity, that there's always something I could or should be doing. And oftentimes I'll use that to beat myself up, right? Oh, I should be doing this, or I could be doing that. Why aren't I not doing what other people are doing? And as it relates to being an actor, because you are a creative person, then it stands to reason that you let your mind wander. And the fear of missing out, especially now, especially in this time of the COVID-19 virus, where we are isolating a little bit, we are always thinking there's more we could or should be doing. Perhaps it's out of boredom, perhaps it's out of our own insecurity, just perhaps it's about our own fear that sort of drives us to this place. So defining it, the definition, fear of missing out, it really has to do, in my view, of there being an awareness that there is always something better to be doing. Always something better out there. And that can put us in a very frustrated and isolating place. And I really want to address that today. And we need to address why it's a problem, first of all, before we can kind of come up and start talking a little bit about solutions. And maybe some of these concepts will apply to you, and maybe some of them won't. But why is this a problem? Well, first and foremost, it really is a compulsive need on our part. It's this compulsive area that we are in constant brainwave activity that keeps us moving to a place that says we are not enough. We need to be doing more. And you know, I'm not a psychologist, and I don't want to go too much into the psychology of it. But I will say that because we are actors, because we are creative people, because we thrive on a creative environment, that compounds that fear of missing out even more. Because why? Because our imaginations are much more fertile than reality would let us believe. We imagine that there's so much other to do out there that we really can find ourselves twisted up in that compulsive thought process that says we're not doing enough, that we're not joining in, and we're less than somehow. And so it really is an unhealthy distraction from reality. Because if you were to take a moment and decide that you're not doing enough, then it really allows us to be procrastinating our goals. Our fear about lack of participation actually keeps us from achieving those goals that we set up for ourselves. And boy, that's a self-defeating cycle that we can find ourselves in. Again, I will say that this is especially true now with the coronavirus and our isolating. And fear of the future is, of course, a very natural, well-founded fear right now. But trust that in time, it's going to change again. It's not going to be like this for the rest of our lives. I can promise you that. It's going to change. It's going to evolve. So for those of you who can recognize where you are on the scale of that FOMO, fear of missing out, I think that you're going to be well served by taking a moment, taking a breath, and really taking a look at this. So how can we manage it? Well, first of all, we have to understand that it can be a healthy motivator for many of us. When we think that we're missing out on something, sometimes we will let that push us to taking an action, and that's a good thing. So that fear is not just a blanket unhealthy fear. It can be quite helpful to you. It can serve you if it motivates you to taking an action. For example, if you say, gosh, there are lots of people out there and they're taking acting classes online now, and I just don't know if I want to do that or not. I think that there's a human component that's missing. But gosh, at the same time, I'm thinking, there are a lot of actors that are out there taking online classes. I'm wondering if they're getting a lot out of that. And if they're getting a lot out of it and I'm getting nothing out of this current thought process that I'm in, then maybe I should consider taking an action. So sometimes that fear of missing out can be a great motivator, as long as it doesn't go too far. And that's where managing expectations comes into play. If you can manage your expectations about anything that you are projecting in your mind, as far as missing out on something, if you can manage it by having a logical, you know, easy thought process, then you're not going to be beating yourself up so much. You're not going to be using it as ammunition against yourself. Fear of missing out can have some positive motivational experiences attached to it. Speaking of experiences, you know, your past experience can also be a great tool for you to balance those expectations with your past experience. So let's take, for example, you heard that someone is going out to a lot of auditions. And it's frustrating for you because you say, gosh, I'm a talented actor, but this person that I know, they're just auditioning all the time. And it's just amazing. And why aren't I auditioning all the time? And I'm missing out on something that this person is doing that I'm not doing. I wonder what that is. Now, at that moment, if you can take that thought process and really study what that person is doing and say, yeah, they're going out a lot, but they're just going out a lot. They're not necessarily booking, or it's not necessarily fulfilling them. They're not necessarily feeling really satisfied with what they're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. And isn't that an interesting observation? Whereas if I were to be very careful and look at those opportunities that might be out there, whether it be a class online or an online audition or whatever it is, that you don't compare yourself to the other, but you really think it through. Is that person really doing something more that is satisfying to them? And, you know, your past experience tells you that everybody feels that there is more to be done. Everybody feels that there's sort of this lack of healthy self-esteem, that you are rarely ever completely comfortable with every choice that you make. And so that kind of that intellectual understanding is really a healthy way to look at it. So it doesn't become an emotional observation. It becomes one that becomes much, much more practical. And we need to recognize our need to be validated. And that's why we put ourselves through that fear of missing out. We're simply afraid that we are not enough, that we are missing out because we are not really sure of our place in the world. And so those are manifestations of that fear of missing out that can be damaging. But here's the other side. As I mentioned earlier, it's a great motivator, right? It can be really a healthy way for you to say, gosh, you know what? I don't want to sleep in anymore. I want to make some useful time of it. And all it takes is not for me to tell you what to do. What it takes is for you to say to yourself, I'm just going to take a little bit of a step here. I'm just going to try to change my pattern. Because if you always do what you've always done, you will always get what you've always gotten. I've said that before, but it's true. If you are unhappy, rather, with the direction you are taking, wouldn't it be a cool idea to change that up a bit, to try something new? So it really comes down to this. When we know our why, we gain insight. Now, let me explain what I mean by when we know our why. Understanding why your behavior is the way that it is helpful, yes. But let's get even more basic. Why are you an actor? What made you want to become an actor? What is it about acting that is so important to you? And those are very personal answers, right? That's not something I'm going to give you. Clearly, you might have an answer that I just love to perform, or I have this need to shine my light throughout the world. And I know that sounds grand, but you know, there are many people who feel that there's this almost a calling to share their talent with others. And so it's really valuable to know the why of it. Why are we behaving the way we are? But more importantly, why are we an actor? Why is acting so important to you, or performing for that matter? And then we can ask ourselves, why is your fear of missing out so important? Why do we find our fear about that so we raise its level of importance to such a degree that we paralyze ourselves many, many times with our own FOMO? It's, you know, for me, it's that fear that others are doing something or others know something that I don't know. It's just my basic insecurity calling out. And then I also understood over time the acronym for fear. So we've got this fear of missing out, but the acronym for fear really is false evidence appearing real. So we manifest our fear through this kind of false idea about what we think we're missing out on. So the question is not to ask yourself, how do I get rid of my fear of missing out? I think the more valuable answer and the most helpful thing is not to be in fear of missing out, but to embrace our FOMO, to say to ourselves, that fear keeps us connected to other people. If I'm afraid I'm missing out on something and I'm motivated enough to be connected to another person, that's a really, really good thing. And our sense of accomplishment, that's very, very important. When we feel we've taken that class online and we've gotten something out of it, that's a huge accomplishment. And so I know in this time that we're in, when we're this tendency to isolate, to not reach out, or to not express ourselves fully because we are creative people and we have this inner need to express ourselves, and we're prevented from doing so because of the circumstance that we're in. I think it's really important to embrace who you are and understand that this too shall pass. That your fear of missing out is not an unhealthy thing unless you allow it to be. We have the power of choice. We can choose to let all of the world go by us, or we can choose to jump in, join in, be part of a community, because ultimately that's going to be so enjoyable, because bottom line is you have something to offer. You have something to give. Some time, your talent, your personality, your uniqueness is what's really valuable for all of us here in the acting community. So I would love to hear your thoughts. What are you doing with your FOMO? What are you doing to pass the time in a productive way that makes you feel better and more present? Let me know by going to castingactorscast@gmail.com, or you can leave me a comment at castingactorscast.com, all one word. And I look forward to you sharing about this podcast and other podcasts as we trudge forth into the night with this crazy time that we're in. And I hope to see you next time here on Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.